Let's Talk, the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk is designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is Psalm 8, and it says this, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You've given him dominion over the works of your hands. You've put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This familiar psalm is attributed to David, and it's simply brimming with reminders of the glory that is due our Heavenly Father. It's so interesting how this psalm begins and ends with the same words. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. As if to say, all of who we are rests in our Maker, our Designer and Sustainer, the very one in whom our significance lies. There's a deep sense of awe in David's voice as he describes the splendor of God's glory throughout all the earth, and specifically in the beauty of the heavens above. Perhaps a picture comes to your mind of a beautiful sunset or a brilliant night sky filled with stars and planets, all speaking of God's enduring majesty. As we read the psalm, it's as if David's words build to a crescendo with these words, When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. And there it seems appropriate to come to a full stop as David asks with a sense of wonder, What is man that you are mindful of him? David's tone here seems to say that he finds it almost incomprehensible that God would take notice of mere human beings when he has a whole universe declaring his glory. And yet, he cares for us. Astounding, isn't it? Psalm 8 echoes the message of Genesis that God created mankind in his image. It's as if David is completely staggered by this idea as he looks into the vast night sky, God's creation, and realizes that God cares for him. This psalm helps us come to grips with the fact that God cares for every human being, each of whom have been created in the image of God. This fact, that God would create us in his image, gives each of us personal significance. This is what gives us our identity as human beings, that our Creator designed each of us in his image and cares for each one of us individually. We seem to be surrounded today by many who are struggling with this most basic of questions, that of identity and self-image. It's interesting, while we might think of the question of identity as being a modern manifestation, it seems from Psalm 8 that God knew from eternity past that we would struggle with this. Right from the very first verses of the Bible, and repeated here in Psalm 8, we find that our identity is securely defined by the one who made us. If we're unsure of who God is, his character, and the purpose for which he created us, then it should come as no surprise when we're troubled by insecurities about our identity. You see, our view of ourselves and our understanding of God were damaged from the start, all the way back in the garden. Recognizing this helps us understand why, like so many things, the solution has to begin with a correct understanding of God. Go back to the opening verse of Psalm 8 and take the time to consider the majesty of God, the fact that his glory is on display every day for anyone to encounter, the fact that he created humans in his image and loved us so much that he provided a means to rescue us from our own demise. Only when we consider who he is and how much we are loved will we find entrance to the path that leads us on the pilgrimage of discovering our true identity in Christ. This is a foundational truth that not only affects how we see ourselves, but also how we see others, and even how we understand the gospel. It all must begin with a right view of God, our Creator, who loves us and created us in His image. I encourage you to spend some time in Psalm 8. Consider the majesty of God, the wonder that He would create human beings in His image, provide a way to save us, and desire to be with us for all eternity. Then ask the Lord to give you the same sense of awe David had when he wrote the words of this psalm. Afterwards, I think you'll have to agree that the only proper response will be the same as that of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this wonderful reminder of your majesty, that you would stoop down to create us in your image, love us, and give us significance. Help us to remember that everyone we meet is precious to you, created in your image. Help us to take the time to consider your majesty every single day. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Come what may, remember, you were created in the image of God.